Is there nothing in your life that you are ashamed of?
你在生命里面有没有些事情你觉得是羞耻的呢？
If you want to prepare for his coming, start right there.
如果你要预备主的来临的话，你应该从这里开始。
See whether your life can stand up to examination.
看看你的生命是否能够经得起考验。
See whether your life is pure, for he will judge.
看看你的生命是否是纯洁的。
And when sin happens in the church, do you take a very easy, soft approach?
当教会里面有罪恶的时候，你的反应是什么？你是否觉得啊，很平常？
When you see church workers committing sin, does it bother you?
当你看到教会的领导他们犯罪，你是否觉得不安呢？
I don't mean whether you like their style or not. That is nothing to do with sin.
那我不是说啊，你喜欢他的啊，他做事情的方法啊，这个跟罪是没关系的。
When a coworker, a Christian leader, goes and marry a non-Christian, does it bother you, or you said, oh well, let's take it lightly, it's not that serious?
或许当你看到一个教会的领导人，当你看到一个同工，他竟然会跟那个不信主的人结婚，你会不会觉得啊，不关我的事，是他的事，还是你？当作是个 很简单很平常的一些事情。
I take a very serious view of such things.
我跟你说，我对这件事我觉得非常的严重。
Because a love without holiness, without purity, is not the biblical type of love.
因为这份的爱不是在圣洁里面，不是在圣经的教导里面的，这个不是爱。
But how many sins in the church are just waved away with the word love? Let's love, let's love.
可是很多时候我们会不会看到教会上有很多的罪的时候我们还觉得啊、哦，我们要爱我们要爱
That's not love
这个不是爱
Love never sacrifices purity and holiness as far as God is concerned
对神来说爱离不开他的公义他的圣洁
And if you understand the coming of the Lord you would understand this point
只要你明白神的到来的话你就会明白这一点所说的是什么
Because the coming of the Lord is linked with his judgment against sin
因为神的到来跟他的审判，他对罪的审判是连在一起的。
And have you noticed in the sheep and the goats parable?
有没有留意到绵羊和山羊的比喻呢
？On what so much of the distinction is based?
那个分别在哪里呢？在哪里呢
？The sins of omission. We have not even handled the matter of the sins of commission. Never mind the sins of omission.
啊，那你谈到不单只说他们所犯的罪，就是说他们所因为说他们忽略了的事情。
The standard is that high, brothers and sisters.
标准是那么的高。
What was the difference between the sheep and the goats?
山羊跟绵羊的分别在哪里
？One was stealing money, the other was not stealing money.
谁个偷钱，一个不偷钱吗
？Not at all.
不是。
When I was in prison, you did not visit me. It's sin of omission. Not that they committed some sin. They didn't do what they ought to do.
他说，当我在监牢里，你没有来探访我。不是说他们所犯的是什么罪，就是他们应该做了，他们没有去做。
When I was hungry, you didn't give me anything to eat.
我饿的时候，你没有给我吃。
When I was cold, you didn't give me anything to wear.
我冷的时候，你没有给我备。
No reference to committing sins. It's the things you didn't do that you are held responsible for.
真的不是说你所疏忽或者是犯的罪，而是说你忽略了你该做而没有去做的。
Do you really dare to meet the Lord?
你敢不敢面对神
Can you think of all the things you ought to have done and you didn't do?
你有没有想到就是有很多的事情你应该去做而你没有去做的吗
When you look at that standard, when you are judged by the standard of omission, not commission.
当你看到这个标准看到这个 你所该做的而不去做的这个标准的时候
You're still there to meet the Lord?
你敢不敢见主
Think first of all the sins you did commit and haven't put right yet.
你先想想你所犯的罪而你还没有去处理的事情。
We're not yet at the level of sheep and goats, brothers and sisters. We're not even there talking about that subject yet.
我们还没有谈到山羊与绵羊的比喻呢。
When the Lord says, not, hey, what about the sins that you have committed and have not dealt with?That puts you in a different class. You're not even in sheep and goats category yet.
当主来的时候，主说：“你身上你所犯的罪，你怎么样呢？你处理好了没有呢？你悔改了没有呢？我们还没有谈到山羊与绵羊的那个时候。”
Did you visit those? Did you comfort those who suffer for the Lord?
你有没有为到那些为主受逼迫的、为主受苦的人，你有没有去安慰他们呢？
When I was in prison, you didn't visit me.
主说，当我在监牢里，你没有来探望我。
What have you done? When have you visited anybody or comforted anyone who suffered for the Lord?
你有没有去安慰那些受苦的，安慰那些为主受苦的人呢？
You see, I don't know anybody who's suffering for you.
那你说，诶，我不知道，我不知道有谁为你受苦哦。
Nothing to do with me.
那跟我无关的。
Oh, really?
是吗？
All the brothers and sisters in China, do you know how many of them suffer for the Lord?
那些弟兄姐妹，在中国的弟兄姐妹，你知道他们有多少是真的为主曾经受过苦呢？
And they have nothing to do with you?
他们跟你真的无关吗？
You know how much suffering and poverty many of them endure?
你知道他们曾经受过多么多的、多么多的物质上的穷苦啊，或者是苦难呢
？You want to know? Of course, you don't want to know because if you know, it'll put you under obligation. So shut your ears, don't look, and close your eyes, don't look at it, because the moment you see that, here comes the obligation.
或者你说我不想知道，我也不愿意知道，因为你担心的是，当你知道的时候，你就需要负上一个责任了。
Now some of you are here have been to Burma, to Myanmar.
啊、你们有一部分曾经到过缅甸的。
And you heard the reports of those who came back from Myanmar.
你也听过他们到过缅甸的回来的一些的报告。
The intense hunger for the word of God.
他们对神的话语的那份的渴慕。
Is that your responsibility?
这个跟你有关吗？是你的责任吗
？You've been through commitment training.
你已经上过委身训练、委身课程。
You've been through basic training.
你也上过。基本课程。
Some of you have been through intermediate training.
你有一部分甚至上过中级课程。
And there, even the pastors have not even had commitment training, the most basic level in our church.
在那里，就是他们的牧师也没有上过委身的训练，在我们教会里面是最基本的。
So you have the training.
你有这个训练。
Have you got some money?
你有钱吗？
Well, you're not rich.
当然你说，哦，我不是很富有。
But Myanmar is not far away.
但是缅甸不很远吧？
Can you afford the trip?
你可以付得起这个价钱吗
？I'm sure most of you can.
我相信大部分都可以。
Probably doesn't cost much more than coming to the camp, does it?
啊，可能去缅甸跟来这个营会的所差也不多吧。
He said, "I knew I did the wrong thing. I came to this camp."
哎呀，早就不应该来了。
And I was going to listen to this pastor.
还有听他讲道。
And he's going to give me trouble now.
他给我麻烦了，现在。
So tonight I can't sleep anymore.
今晚也睡不着了。
You see, I told you it's not going to be easy.
我跟你说过了，不容易的。
So what are you going to do about Myanmar? Let's just start there.
从这里开始吧。你对缅甸的有负担吗
？You speak Mandarin? They speak Mandarin too in many parts.
你讲普通话吗？在缅甸很多人也讲普通话的。
You don't speak Mandarin or English? They have translators for you.
你不会说你不会说缅甸话不要紧的话，他们也可以帮你翻译的。
You say, well, the weather doesn't suit me too well.
你说，那个天气跟我不好。
Since when was the weather good in prison?
我跟你说，在监牢里面的天气当然是不好的。
And you go and visit in a prison, the conditions are not that nice. The smell, the hygiene, it's not that good. Especially we are talking in New Testament days.
所以说，监牢里面的条件当然也是很差的，尤其是在圣经里面，新约圣经里面谈到监牢的条件更差了。
Many of you speak Mandarin.
你们很多都会说普通话。
Is China far away?
中国是否很远呢
？A short hop, few hours away by plane.
几个小时就可以到了。
But you don't want to know about their problems. I got enough problems of my own.
当然你说，哎呀，我不想知道他们的事情了，我有我的烦恼。
You sit in prison, okay? You stay there. My home is almost a prison to me.
你说啊，你在监牢里面，好吧？你就在那里，我的家就好像监牢一样。
Maybe you should come from China and visit me.
或者做在中国的应该来新加坡探望你。
You see how we think?
这是我们想法。
That's our problem.
这个就是我们的问题。
And so on that day, the Lord said, "Where were you when I, that is, whatever you do to the least of these my brethren, you do to me?"
然后在那一天，当主问你啊，当他的小子住在监牢里面，你在哪呢
？Would you be able to answer? Would you even qualify as a sheep? Maybe not even as a goat. That's the problem.
你能否回答主的问题呢？你是否绵羊呢
？I remind you, the charges brought against the goat is not sins of commission. They have passed that already.
我要提醒你，就是谈到山羊与绵羊的那个地方里面，不是说他们说有没有犯罪，而是他们说忽略的。
Now, here I want to show you that we are talking about lawlessness in the church.
现在我要告诉你，就是我们现在谈到这个不法的事情，谈到在教会里面的不法的事情。
And there is the problem.
那个就是问题。
This is what is immediately in front of us, and this situation will get worse.
啊，这个就是在我们眼前的，而这个情况会越来越糟。
The standard of God's righteousness is too high for us. We are talking now, no matter, and I stress again, not about commission, but about sins of omission, the things we should do and didn't do. That's God's standard of righteousness.
神的公义的标准是非常的高。我们不是说我们要犯的是什么罪，而是说我们所忽略的，我们该做而没有去做的。
If you grasp the nature of this problem about sins of omission, it's enough to make you fear and tremble.
只要你能够抓得到这一点，谈到就是你该做而没有去做的话，这个使我们去惊虑。
Unless, of course, you have no grasp still of the problem.
当然，假如你还抓不到这个问题的话，可能你还没有不觉得怎么样。
It makes me fear and tremble.
这个使我非常的战惊。
I think to myself, is there something I have omitted?
我跟我自己说，我是否有一些事情是忽略的呢
？And therefore omitted what I should do to the Lord for the Lord.On behalf of his people.
因为我的忽略，我疏忽了该做的事情。
And sometimes I drive myself very, very hard.
有时候我对我自己的要求非常的高。
And the Lord has to teach me to relax a little bit.
神要帮助我去松懈一下。
How much time is enough time studying his word? Can you tell me?
你可以告诉我，到底我们说去研究神的话语，放多少时间呢？
How much time do you do in a week?
你在一个星期里面，你放多少时间去呢
？Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word from God's mouth. Now, did you have anything to live on spiritually over the past week?
人活着不是单靠食物，那是靠神口里所说的一切的话。你在过去的一个星期里面，你靠什么而活呢
？Did you feed on that word by which we live?
你有没有用神的话语来养活你自己呢
？The understanding of the average Christian about the scriptures is pitiful in the extreme.
我可以说，在一般的基督徒里面，他们对神的话语的认识、对神的话语的了解是非常的可怜的。
How many things have we neglected? Should we have called somebody whose father died, whose mother died, or was sick, and we never called?
有多少事情是我们该做而没有去做的？在我们当中有多少人他？你知道你的有一个人他的父亲、母亲或者过世的，或者是生病的，而你没有去打电话去慰问的呢？
Did it ever cross your mind how much encouragement just a five-minute call would make to that person?
你有没有想过，就是可能这个五分钟的电话对人的那个鼓励、那个帮助有多大呢
？I was sick, but you never visited me.
你说我生病，你没有来探望我。
Can we go on and on thinking about these things? Not the sins I committed and need to repent of. That you should have repented of. Now we are talking about the things that need to be done. That's the standard of righteousness.
那这个就是神的公义的标准。我们不是说啊，我要犯的罪，我要去怎么去面对，我们怎么去处理。我们现在谈的就是你该做的，而你没有去做。
How can we be fruitful for Him? How can we multiply the pounds and the talents?
我们怎么样呢？去谈到什么做买卖？怎么谈到去结果子呢
？We are not talking.About sins of commission. He is increasing the talents or the pounds that have been committed to you.
在那里谈到的就是把神给你的才干去不断的去增加。
By the quality of life that comes forth from these actions.
靠着神给你的生命的进步，你可以去为神结果。
We are not talking about earning our salvation.
我们不是说我们要赚取我们的救恩。
We are not talking about doing these things so that we can be saved at the end.
我们说啊，我们也做这些事情，以致我们能够得救。
The pounds and the talents, the new life has been given to you as a gift of His grace.
谈到这次的才干，神所给的恩赐啊，他所给我们那个新的生命。
The question is, what are you doing with it?
问题就是你做过什么呢
？And in most cases, the answer is nothing.
在大部分的情况里面，答案就是什么都没有。
There you see the tragedy.
你可以看到这个悲剧。
And the result of this pitiful situation in the church.
这个在教会里面，这个可怜的情况的结果是什么呢
？The lack of discernment of God's standards，
就是对神的标准的一份的不了解。
The result is that lawlessness can come into the church with little or no opposition。
结果就是不法的事情掺入到教会里面，不被察觉。
And this is the immediate picture in front of us。
这个就是我们眼前的一个图画。
Things, as the scripture says, will go from bad to worse.
神经告诉我们说事情会越来越糟。
The Lord uses a picture of father betraying son, son betraying father, family members betraying each other. And many people think this is something to do with the world. The Lord is not interested in telling you about what happens in the world.
圣经里面谈到有什么父子成仇、啊、兄弟姐妹彼此的去陷害、啊、人就是说、啊、可能是在 社会的情况，可是神主耶稣所谈的不是社会的情况，是谈到教会里面的情况。
Yes, because we are one family in Christ.
因为我们是一个家庭。
Fathers, sons, brothers, sisters.
我们彼此就是一个家庭，我们就是、啊、彼此的关系就是兄弟姐妹的关系。
We'll betray one another.
我们会不会彼此陷害呢？
A man's enemies will be those of his own family, his own household. And the family, as the Lord Jesus taught, who is my brother and sister, mother? Those who do his will.
说人的仇敌就是他家里的人。主耶稣说，谁是我的父、我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟姐妹呢？就是那些跟做主的旨意的人。
And the Lord is saying there will be conflict among those who are the members of God's family.
主说，在神的家里面的人，他们会彼此起冲突。
Now, does that cause your love to the Lord to grow cold?
这些事情会不会使你对神的爱性冷淡呢？
Certainly, this kind of lawlessness will affect you very deeply spiritually.
当然，这种的不法的事情会对你的属灵生命构成非常大的伤害。
When you see brothers and sisters treating each other in this way, betraying one another, when you see church leaders fighting with one another, does that not affect your love for the Lord?
当你看到弟兄姐妹他们彼此的陷害，彼此的没有爱心，或许你看到教会的领导人他们不能够合一，不能够彼此相爱的时候，会不会对你也影响呢？
So I tell you these things as the Lord tells you to warn you.
所以我要告诉你这是事情来警告。
Do you know that the Lord has already told us these things will and must happen?
这事情主已经告诉我们了，这事情会发生，也一定会发生。
And if you are prepared for thisIt may save you from your love going cold because you said the Lord warned us beforehand.
只要你知道的话，也希望你可以做好预备，就是说，因为主已经告诉过我们，警告过我们。
These things are already happening.
这事情已经发生了。
And it's getting worse and worse.
而越来越糟。
People within the church will rise up in rebellion.
在教会里面的人，他们会起来，他们会反叛。
Insubordination.
他们不顺服。
And this is what the scripture says. They will despise and reject authority.
这是圣经里面所说过的，就是他们会不理啊权柄。
There's a church in Canada that told me that they demand equal authority with all the leaders.
在啊加拿大的教会，他们有一些人说，他说啊，我希望跟啊教会里面的领导啊同等的啊权柄。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗？
The homemakers.
那个齐教会的成员。
They say we want to be equal with the leaders in authority.
啊，我们在权柄上，我们也跟同工们跟领导人一样的。
I said, well, that is interesting.
我说啊，那很有趣。
I would like to increase the authority of the homemakers, certainly.
哦，当然，我也希望齐教会成员的他们的权柄能够增加。
But authority is not something that you seize.
可是权柄不是说你要抓回来的，你抢回来的。
Authority is something delegated to you.
啊，权柄是。赐予给你的。
And if you are wise, you will accept it with hesitation.
所以，假如你是聪明的话，你当你接受权柄的时候，你当然也会三思。
That is with a lot of humility.
那当然也加上很大的谦卑。
Because with authority comes responsibility.
因为有权柄的话，你的责任也大。
You have a lot to answer to the Lord for.
有很多要回答神的。
And I said to all these people in the homemakers.
所以我跟齐教会的成员说。
You want to be equal with the leaders?
啊，你要跟那个领导一样吗？
All 20 some of you.
啊，你们二十来个。
Have you faced the cost which the leaders have faced?
你有没有面对那些做领导的他们所付出的呢？
They have given up their jobs and their professions.
他们把他们的职业、他们的专业都丢了。
They turned their back on the world.
他们离开他们的工作。
They live on a pitiful pay.
他们的收入非常的可怜。
They've gone through a long training.
他们经过长时间的训练。
What have you given for the Lord?
你为主舍去过什么呢？
Most of you receive 5 figures in pay per year for each couple.
你们大部分你们的年薪是五位数字。
Over 100,000 a year.
换句话说，就是超过上万的，十万。
What have you offered to the Lord?
你给主什么呢？
And you demand to be equal to the leader? There is no shame. There is lawlessness. There is no shame.
他们根本不知道羞耻，他们这个就是不法。
Give me my way.
你说你要让我做我喜欢做的事情。
That's lawlessness.
这个是不法。
No, certainly it is good to build a leadership.
当然我们需要去建立领导阶层。
A lay leadership.
希望在职的带职的也有领导人。
And this whole thing came out of the fact that I suggest that we will select 3 or 4 lay leaders.
这个事情是怎么样呢？就是因为我建议在基教会里面有三四个带职的领导。
To train them up.
去训练他们。
And they will work together with the full-time leaders.
他们可以跟全时间的同工一起的去合作。
Learning to preach.
一起学习的去讲道。
Learning to lead the church.
学习的去带领教会。
Because I would like to hand over more and more of the leadership of the church to lay people so as to release the full-time workers for other work.
所以我其实我是希望能够去训练一些的代职的领导，你知道可以帮忙减轻全时间同工的工作。
And this we have already implemented in Montreal in Canada.
这个在加拿大的满地可我们已经实行了。
The people selected would be people who are humble.
在他们的当中，选一些谦卑的。
Gracious.
有恩慈的。
In other words, the quality of life commends them.
换句话说，就是他们的生命的素质是非常的出众。
And indeed, the leaders will treat them as equals.
同工们也把他们当作是跟他们同等的。
Not because they can have the right to be equal, but they can be treated as equals.
不是说他们要求这样子，而是同工们把他们当作是一样的。
But the homemaker said, oh, we don't want 3 or 4 of us to be leaders. We all want to be leaders.
可是在基教会里面说，我不要三四个，我们全部都是一样的，都要一样。
I said, obviously, you people understand nothing about leadership.
所以我就跟他们说，这样子的话，你们根本对领导一点都不了解。
You cannot have a core of leaders with over 20-some people.
你根本不可能有20多个领导。
Can you imagine that every time you have to make a decision in the church, you have to gather 25, 26 people together to discuss something? I said, how much time are you prepared to pay?
你有没有想过，就是当你去为教会做一些决定的时候，你有20多个人一起坐下来做决定呢？
The leaders have to come together at least once a week or more frequently if there are more important things to discuss.
没错，领导人他们起码在一个星期里面，他们要聚在一起，起码一次在商讨教会的事情。
They never thought what is involved in this whole thing.
他们根本没有想过，他们这样做，他们所需要付上的代价。
In other words, you try to build up the church, you try to encourage them, you try to give them authority, and behold, the lawlessness comes to the surface.
所以你看到就是当你去建立教会、鼓励教会的时候，你看到就是不法的事情就在教会里面。
In other words, what is hidden all the time begins to come up.
一直在隐藏的，慢慢的彰显出来。
And this is by no means true only of lay people, by the way. Much more true even of leaders.
当然我所说的不是说只是代职的有这样的情况，其实在同工们也有这样的情况。
And this situation, as I've said, will get worse and worse.
我说这样的情况会越来越糟，越来越厉害。
And when you see these things happening in the church, what happens? Your love goes cold.
当你看到教会有这些事情发生的时候，你对神的爱心会不会也因此冷淡下来？
It has a powerful effect upon you. You said, I trusted that the church would not be like this, and now I see what I never expected to see in the church.
其实这些事情对你有非常大的影响，就是说我一直以来我对教会很信任，我相信教会里面不会有这些事情。可是当你看到这些事情的发生的时候，当你
But the Lord, I've spent quite a lot of time on this because this has direct application to us.
我花多一点时间在这一点上，因为这一点对我们有切身的关系。
And apostasy, that is, because people's love goes cold, what do they do? They turn away from the Lord. That is apostasy.
然后当人的爱心冷淡下来，发生什么事呢？他们就离经背道，他们离开主。
Apostasy is the mark in scriptural teaching of these last days.
离经背道，谈到离开主，这个就是在末世里面的那个标记。Now,
leaving the Lord, turning away from the Lord, does not necessarily mean that you stand up one day and declare, I have turned away from the Lord.
谈到离境被的，谈到离开主，不是说哦，他站起来就说啊，从今以后我要离开主，不一定是这样子的。
The fearful thing is that it is a slow and deadly process.
最可怕的就是这个，就是一个过程，一个慢的过程。
Happening even among co-workers.
就是同工里面也发生的。Over
a period of time, it eats away in your spiritual life like cancer.
经过一段的时间，它就好像一个癌症，癌细胞一样，就去侵蚀你的。
And one of these days, you will leave the church.
然后有一天你会离开教会。
Or you don't leave the church, but you cause trouble within it.
或许说你没有离开教会，可是你在教会里面兴起困难。
What the scripture calls the rebellion of Korah.
在教会里面也谈到就是可拉的那个叛逆。
You begin to speak against the leaders.
你会去诽谤领导。
You begin to criticize initially at the low level.
可能起初是在批评领导了。And
then the criticism gets stronger and stronger.
然后这个批评就越来越大了。More
and more daring and open.
你越来越大胆了。Then
you get a group of people to work against the leaders.
甚至你找一群的人跟你在一起去背叛领导。Block
their move.
你把领导的所要做的事情去堵住。Criticize
their Bible studies.
你批评他们的查经。
Now, sometimes such criticism is justifiable depending on the manner in which you do it.
当然有时候这些的批评是可以理解的，视乎你的态度吧。
We do not mean that leaders are so perfect that their mistakes cannot be pointed out to them.
当然我不是说做领导的他们是那么的完全，他们是真的完全的无可指责。
But here we are talking about an inner rebellion, a bitterness, an opposition.
现在我们所说的就是那份的敌对，那份心里面的那种的苦水。
And then you begin to sense in the church a very unpleasant atmosphere.
然后你就发现在教会里面一种很不理想的景象。
And as your love goes cold, the way you relate to people becomes cold too.
然后当你对主的爱心冷淡的时候，你对人的爱心也冷淡下来。
Now, next time you see your brother and sister, you just walk past, you didn't see them.
或许你看到弟兄姐妹，可能你就根本不理睬他们了。And
then when visitors come, you don't welcome them.
然后当有新来的朋友的话，你也不会去欢迎他们。So
when visitors come into the church, they sense the coldness of the atmosphere.
所以有新朋友来到教会里面，他们发现到，哎，为什么教会里面那么的冷淡？So
what happens is the church is dying.
然后你看到教会慢慢的就面临死亡。
It's a very unpleasant thing to go into a church and notice. The case of a dying church.
就是当你去到一个教会里面，你发现到这个教会好像是一直的去面临死亡的话，这个感受是非常的不好。It's
the love going cold. It becomes very cold in that church.
你看到那个教会的爱心冷淡下来。Maintaining
the love is very difficult.
保持这份的爱是非常的困难。For
the love to go stronger and stronger is even more difficult.
要爱心去增加，有更加的困难。
That downward pull is very strong.
那一份的拉力，把你拉下来的那个力量就很强。
You see what's happening?
你有没有看到所发生的事？
Look at the conflict between the churches.
你看到教会与教会之间的那个矛盾。
Church wants to criticize other churches.
教会去批评其他的教会。
Not in a friendly way, pointing out things we together have to learn.
不是说善意的，希望大家一起的求改进。
Of course, all churches need to progress. There's room for improvement.
当然，每个教会都需要有改进的地方呢。But
when we start slandering other churches, when we slander one another, there is another example which is going to cause love to go cold.
可是我们谈到就是，假如谈到是一个诽谤的话，也使人的爱心去冷淡。And
the ultimate result of all this.
这些事情的最终是什么呢？
The result of all this rebellion and the rebellious spirit within.
这些的背叛的一些不顺服的态度的结果是什么呢？
Remember that a key element of faith in the New Testament is obedience. The obedience of faith.
留意到在圣经里面所谈到就是我们信心的顺服，我们的顺服。
If you remember, Paul said both in Romans 1 and Romans 16, he uses the term obedience of faith.
保罗不管是在罗马书第一章和十六章里面，也谈的是你信心的顺服。
But when love goes cold, faith disappears.
当你的爱心冷却下来的时候，你的信心也冷淡下来。
And their disobedience arises.
然后就有一份背叛出来了。
Both against God and against His people.
背叛神，也背叛神的子民。
And then there appears in this picture. I have to move on quickly.
那在这个图画里面，我们可以看到什么呢？
There appears what the Bible speaks of as a very fearful personality called the one of lawlessness.
我们就看到那个不法者。
The man of sin.
那个犯罪的人。
The Antichrist.
那个敌基督。
It is out of this kind of situation that the Antichrist emerges. He doesn't pop out of the blue, you know.
是在这一切的景象这些的情况里面，我们看到那行毁坏可憎厌的人出现。
Lots of people talk about the Antichrist as though he suddenly popped out from nowhere.
我们看到敌基督，我们以为他忽然间的不懂从哪冒出来的。
He grows out of this kind of soil.
我们看到就是敌基督是从这样的土壤里面出来的。
I have given a long series of messages on the Antichrist some years ago.
在很多年前，我曾经有一系列的讲到关于敌基督的。
And those of you who want to pursue this matter can follow the series of messages.
有兴趣的话，你可以去拿来听。
The Antichrist embodies this whole rebellion.
那个敌基督，他包括着这一切的背叛。
And he will get a lot of support from all these rebellious people.
他也跟就是背叛的人得到很多的支持。
There are a lot of exegetical problems in scripture in trying to define this antichrist.
在圣经里面当我们要去西经的角度来去探讨这个敌基督的话，它困难也是挺多的。
But the antichrist, again, the general picture is clear.
当然那个大纲那个一般的情况是清楚的。
The details are harder to work out.
只是那个细节的比较困难。
But looking at the facts, it seems certain that the Antichrist is some kind of a Christian.
当然，我们从不同的角度，我们看到就是这个敌基督是一些的所谓的基督徒。
Very likely a Jew.
很有可能是个犹太人。
It's hard to be a substitute Christ unless he bears quite a number of resemblances to Jesus himself.
当然，假如他不在很多的地方跟主耶稣有相像的话，他根本就不能够代替主耶稣。
And he will have remarkable power, so that on top of the rebellion, he can justify his rebellion by the power that he can display.
当然，他也会有很大的能力假如他没有这份能力的话，他也不可以去好像去解释他的背叛。
When I say this is a terrifying picture of the Antichrist, it does not mean that he is an unattractive personality.
我说这个图画是非常可怕，不是？可是虽然我这样说，可是不等于说这个是看起来他人看起来是可怖的。
He probably is a very very charismatic person.
他可能是看起来一个非常有恩赐的一个人。
In fact, all the great but horrendous leaders of history were powerful charismatic personalities.
所以你留意到就是其实从历史上所有的那些可怖的独裁者，他们都是非常有恩赐、非常有能力的。
The Antichrist has often been compared to Hitler.
很多人都把敌基督跟希特拉相比。
But Hitler was a very, very charismatic person.
你知道就是希特拉，他是一个非常有恩赐、有能力的人。
He swept the whole of Germany, almost the whole of Germany after him.
他带动整个德国的人民。
The people hung on his every word.
每个人都紧抓住他的每一句话。
If you see the films of Hitler, his presence, as it's called, his charismatic presence is so powerful.
只要你有看过有关希特拉的影片的话，你看到这个希特拉这个人，他非常有能力，非常有恩赐。
And the Germans are not exactly unintelligent people.
当然，德国人也不是那么的笨。
And yet they could be captivated by this man.
可是他们竟然那么紧紧地跟随这个希特拉的这个人。
That finally led them to their destruction as a nation.
你知道使得德国亡国。
Yes, there is a good parallel here.
这个是一个挺好的对比。
How could an intelligent nation be so completely deceived?
怎么样能够使一个那么聪明的整个国家的都被骗呢？
Very easy, as a matter of fact.
其实从一个角度来看是挺容易的。
If you understand the basic principles of human nature,
只要你明白人心的基本的原则。
You need only appeal to the ego.
你只要去满足他的那一份的自我。
And that's where the difference between the gospel and the world lies.
这就是福音跟世俗的事情的分别。
The gospel does not appeal to your ego.
福音不会说去勾起你的那份的自我，去满足你的自我。
But every charismatic dictator understands how to use the weakness of human nature.
可是每一个有能力、有恩赐的独裁者，他们知道怎么样的去利用，怎么样的去满足你的自我。
And when you appeal to the human ego, then what you are going to do is you are going to raise up lawlessness.
当你去吸引那个人的自我的时候，你其实你是把不法的事情去增加。
By making use of that self-centeredness of man.
你利用人的那份的自私。
It's amazing how you can captivate people in this way.
其实人很容易的这样就抓住别人 的心。
And so you can see how the Antichrist operates.
就你可以看到敌基督他是怎么的操作的。
And this will lead multitudes to destruction.
而这样子的操作会使很多的群众 通往灭亡。
And the Antichrist will receive such enormous support from mankind, but particularly from the church.
那个敌基督他能够受到很多人的支持，很多人的拥护，尤其是教会里面的人。
But the scripture says that he exalts himself above all gods.
圣经里面谈到就是他把自己抬高，以至到超乎其他的神。
But with the support of the people, of course.
当然这个是因为有其他人的拥护的缘故。
I would think that given the timetable that we have,
我是说根据从时间的看看我们的时间。
Especially we are living in very dramatic and interesting times.
尤其是我们现在处于一个非常的非常时期非常时候。
In 2 weeks time, we enter the new millennium.
那再过两个星期我们就进入一个新的千年里面。
And we have the privilege to be alive at this point in human history.
你想想我们能够在人的历史上我们能够活在这个时候。
And man, at this point in time, is very proud of his achievements.
你可以说人非常为他的成就而自豪。
And with some justification.
那当然也不是没有理由的。
The Antichrist knows how to use all this.
敌基督当然也知道怎么样去利用这一些。
But I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Antichrist is already in the world.
所以假如我没有推测错的话，我相信敌基督已经在这个世上。
And the situation in the churches are supposed to be the churches of Christ.
从看到教会里面的情况。
The soil is being prepared for his emergence.
事物讨让已经预备好了，敌基督可以随时的出现。
Not much else that needs to happen for him before he can appear.
其实他随时都可以出现。
Now, if we look at the scriptures, it says that when the fig tree brings forth, then the time is ready.
所以从圣经里面我们看到，就是当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，我们知道时间到了。
You find that both in Matthew 24 and Mark 13.
你在马太福音24章和马可福音13章都看到。
What is the fig tree?
这谈到无花果树是什么呢？
Of course, it is generally accepted as a picture of Israel.
当然，无花果树在圣经里面比喻的是以色列。
And we live in remarkable days.
我们是处于一个非常时期。
We live in the days when a nation that perished for almost 2,000 years has been re-established back in 1948.
我们看到就是一个已经忙了2000年的国家，忽然间在1948年已经复活。
The fig tree seems to have died in the winter, lost its leaves, is all gone.
似乎这个无花果已经在冬天的时候已经死了，已经没有树枝了。忽然间，它反而发嫩长芽。
But then we see the leaves coming forth; it blossoms again.
我们看到这个，它这个树枝发嫩，又在长叶，又在活起来。
And the nation of Israel came into being again.
以色列又在复国。
Why is this important?
为什么那么重要呢
？Well, the next thing it says here, if you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, is that the Antichrist, the man of sin, this man is going to set himself up in the temple.
然后我们看到就是谈到敌基督这个沉沦之子的话，他会把自己抬高坐在神的殿里面。
There cannot be a temple if there's no Israel.
假如没有以色列，就没有神的殿。
And we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4 that he sets himself up there.
然后我们在帖后第二章第四节里面，我看到这个敌基督，他把自己抬高放在这。
And both Matthew 24 and Mark 13 speak of the desolation, the emblem of desolation that will appear in the holy place.
然后不管是在马太福音24章或许是马可福音第13章里面也有谈到那个沉沦之子他、那个、行毁坏的、他站在圣殿里面
The abomination of desolation will be in the temple. What is that?
那个行毁坏可真的站在圣殿里面是什么意思呢
Well, there is the Antichrist.
这个就是那个敌基督
He will set his throne in the holy place.
他会把他的所谓王位放在圣地上
And one important clue emerges.
这个很重要的提醒我们。
Who this Antichrist is?
就是这个敌基督是什么呢？是什么人呢
？He is called the son of perdition.
这谈到就是一个啊、灭沉沦之子。
Now, if you use English translations, you will not be able to identify this figure.
啊，你用英文的翻译的话，可能你就分得不清楚了。
The modern translations call the son of perdition as the one who is going, who is destined to be lost or destroyed or something like that.
因为你说啊，沉沦之子的话，就是他要被灭亡的。
But when you compare this with the words in John 17 describing Judas, the only other person in the New Testament given this exact same title is Judas.
但是在圣经里面，在约翰福音17章里面有同样这个名号给的话，就是谈到犹大。
And who was Judas?
犹大是谁呢
He's one of the 12 apostles.
他是十二个门徒之一。
The one who betrayed the Lord.
他是背叛主耶稣的。
And this Antichrist is given exactly the same title as Judas.
这个敌基督他的名称跟犹大的是一样的。灭亡之子。
That is why I said it is almost certain that he is not only a Christian, but a Christian leader of a very high order.
也就是为什么我刚才说了，我说这个不单只是一个基督徒，可能是一个非常非常有能力的一个领导。
And there will then come a time of persecution against those who still want to remain true to the Lord, that is not join the Antichrist. There will come a time of persecution, the likes of which boggles the mind.
那时候对那些仍然忠心于主。不要跟随敌基督的那时候对他们来说是非常大的一份的逼迫
If you look at Matthew 24 which we have no time now to read
只有你看马太福音24章你就可以看到
The Lord Jesus says there will come a time of suffering the likes of which did not occur before and never has been since that time has never been before
主耶稣说那时候人所受到的那一份的患难是以前没有发生过将来也不会发生的
A time of tribulation and suffering that you can't even imagine
那些的灾难那些的患难是人不可以想象得到的
The Antichrist appears to be a very high religious leader
这个敌基督他可能是一个非常非常有能力的一个领袖
Apparently also a political leader
他可能也是个政治的领袖
described in the book of Revelation that he has such power that he can put a mark on every person.
在启示录里面谈到他有那么大的能力就是他可以把一个记号记在每一个人的身上。
So that if you don't have that mark,
所以你知道就是当你没有这个记号的话呢
you can't even buy food to eat.
你根本连食物都买不到。
You're literally starved to death.
换句话说你就会饿死了。
Such is his power.
这个就是他所拥有的能力。
I saw a Korean video.
我看过一个韩国的录像。
Put forward by a Korean computer expert.
是一个韩国的电脑专家所拍的。
Who says that the technology is already now in place.
就说其实这个技术已经预备好了。
To plant a little chip into your skin.
就是可以把一个的硬片放在你的皮肤里面
，painlessly，
无痛的
，in fraction of a second，
就是说百分之几秒的时间
，it can be put in your hand, in the right hand，
可以放在你的右手上
，because it's most convenient to go through any scanner.
啊，一个这个通过一些的扫描机的话很方便的。
Or into forehead.
或许放在你的额头上。
Especially in a cold country, in case you are wearing gloves.